Hey guys, welcome back in Madman Betting Podcast. Again, guys, let us know what you think about our new logo, or one of our logos. We've had this logo for quite some time. Let us know what you think about it. Guys, last week, did anybody out there see this Indiana-Penn State game and what a finish it was? Indiana stays undefeated, comes back from down 24-20. If you did not see the couple catches made and the couple throws made by Mendoza, you got to check out the ending of that Penn State-Indiana game. That was unbelievable, and man, I'm telling you what, that's one way to pull out a game on a drive that went about 80 yards for Indiana to come back and win that game 27-24. If you did not see it, guys, go check out the last couple minutes of that Penn State-Indiana game as they stay undefeated. And talking about teams undefeated in the playoffs, Ohio State, of course, sitting at number one, as everybody knows. We'll pull it up and take a look. But you got Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M. And I'll be honest with you, Texas A&M's probably got the best argument to be ranked higher than number three at 9-0. And, man, they have absolutely took care of business. No one's talking about Texas A&M. Everybody's talking about Ohio State. Everybody's talking about Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, some of these guys. But you're not hearing a lot about Texas Tech. Not hearing a lot about Texas A&M. Some of these schools like those two, and if you drop down and look at Oklahoma, who just continues to win, these schools have got an opportunity to sneak into that playoff and pull some upsets because nobody's paying attention to them right now as much as they are some of these other schools like Ohio State, Indiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Ole Miss. So as we get through the next few weeks of this season, I know everything's going to wash itself out. We always have that conversation why a team should not be ranked in the top 10. For example, there's one team I'm not an independent fan. I don't like the fact that Notre Dame is not in a conference, and they are 7-2. They've run off 7 in a row, if I'm not mistaken, and they are taking care of business. However, I think you should be in a conference, so I'm not a fan of them being ranked above a Texas team who has played a stout schedule, Oklahoma, who's played a stout schedule. Oklahoma 7-2, Texas is 7-1, BYU 8-1. Guys, and these guys have played some tough ball as well. So again, it will all shake out, as we all know. We always have that debate 3-4 weeks before the season's over, and before you know it, teams that we think should not be ranked end up losing or end up winning and keep going. It'll all wash itself out in the end. So let's get ready for an exciting, fun few weeks of football coming up as we dive into some of these things from last week. Kentucky, we gave out Kentucky as a four-unit play. Kentucky took care of business in a blowout against Florida. Easy win. Colorado getting 5.5, playing West Virginia. I thought primetime would show up and sneak out a win on the road. They did not. Lost by 7, so we were in that game, had a chance to win it, or cover rather, did not. Clemson took care of business against Florida State 24-10. Mississippi State, I was thinking they would absolutely show up, play ball, after coming back from 2 touchdowns down the week before against Arkansas. They did not. Georgia took care of business and blew them out. UAB catching 2.5 to Rice, lost by 3. That was one of those games I said was going to be that was close. We had a few of these this past weekend. Colorado won. UAB was another one. Four-unit play on Texas A&M over the 47 against Missouri. That was a winner. UConn, four-unit play against Duke, outright winner. UCLA catching 3.5, lost by a touchdown to Nebraska. Iowa, in a defensive struggle with Oregon, ends up losing that game late, catching 6.5, four-unit play. That was a winner. UTEP catching 1.5, lost by 3 to Jacksonville State. Nevada never showed up against Utah State, got their doors blown off. Texas Tech minus 9.5, one of our stronger plays of the week. It was a four-unit play as well. That was a winner. That was a blowout. LSU catching 10.5, lose to Alabama by 11. So a couple close calls over the weekend. But when you're on the losing side, you're on the losing side. Again, we're not going to make excuses. I definitely am not going to make excuses. I gave them out. I liked what we had. They didn't cover. So there we go. We're going to try to turn it around this week. Over in the NFL, we had Atlanta early game, 9:30, catching 6.5. Love those overtime rules as long as you get the ball first. Indy goes down and scores, wins the game by 6. We're catching 6.5. Atlanta gets the win. Jacksonville catching 3 was a winner. Carolina, you let me down this past week. I'm telling you, I just don't understand. You can go on the road and beat Green Bay at Green Bay. You come back home, play one of the worst teams in the NFL in New Orleans, and lay an egg and end up getting beat. Terrible showing. Baltimore, one-unit play, minus 3.5. Took care of business against Minnesota. Arizona, who I thought would absolutely show up. They come off that win against the Cowboys, go on the road to play Seattle. I thought they would at least hang around in that game. Did not, of course. Got their doors blown off by Seattle. And I'm just waiting for Sam Darnold to have that game or those couple games. It hasn't happened this year. He's played lights out all season long. Got to give the dude credit, man, because any other time in the past, we all know how Darnold has that game or those two or three games in a row where he just does not play well. That has not happened this year. Credit to the Seattle coach and that whole staff. Seattle's playing ball and may be your NFC West winner if they take care of business against the Rams. Pittsburgh, three-unit play, catching 3.5, didn't show up. Several chances blown in that game for Pittsburgh to score. But, again, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. They did not cover. We gave it out. Three-unit play is a loss. Green Bay, I was thinking after getting beat down by Carolina, they would show up against Philadelphia. They did not. So, again, it was a loss as well. But, again, guys, on the season, looks like we're plus 104. So, we are down past week. Last week around 9. I want to say 9, maybe 12 units last week. But again, we're going to turn it around, and we are still on a positive note for the season. So, guys, again, I know I say this, it's a marathon, not a sprint. As long as we can end this season on a positive note and be up for the year, there's a lot of people out there that pay their bookie week in, week out, and end up on the losing side of things by the end of the season. We hope not to be on that losing side as we move forward. And this week, we're going to try to dive in, find some of these plays we really, really like, and that way we can give out some winners. Take this madman train to the station and cash some tickets. Looking at this week, NFL, there's a ton of good games this weekend, and a lot of tight spreads coming up this weekend as well. The Jets this weekend, starting Thursday night, the Jets, New England. And guys, what a job Vrabel's done up at New England. They're sitting at 8-2. And after that Buffalo derailment, New England is probably sitting there licking their chops, feeling like they got the AFC East wrapped up, especially if they can win Thursday night and move their record to 9-2 after the way Buffalo's performed these last few weeks. New England will be sitting in the driver's seat to end up winning the AFC East. And maybe, depending on how things shake out in the AFC, New England could be your number one seed going into the playoffs. And I'm telling you now, if you get a number one seed in New England and have to go up there and play in their backyard, it's going to be a tough road, and Vrabel will have those guys ready. Sunday, you got Washington playing Miami. That line sitting at 2.5. Miami's actually favored in this game. 2.5. Total sitting at 47.5. We're going to take a look at this game this weekend. Carolina on the road against Atlanta. Can Carolina shake off the cobwebs Atlanta's minus 3.5. Total sitting at 42.5. Buffalo and Tampa Bay. And Buffalo needs to try to get their shit together, basically. They're sitting at home playing Tampa Bay this week. Buffalo's a 5.5-point favorite. Total sitting at 48.5. Baker Mayfield, man, he just continues to get the job done. He did not last week, but for the season, Baker's played lights out. Tampa Bay, of course, is probably going to be your NFC South winner. But we'll see what happens this weekend as Buffalo hosts Tampa Bay. I know it's probably going to be a little cool, so we'll see how Tampa Bay shows up. They normally don't do well in cold weather, especially if it's freezing. Tennessee off a bye, hosting Texas this weekend, and Texas just continues to find a way. The defense especially playing lights out for Houston. The divisional game off a bye, Houston's favored by 7.5, total sitting at 39.5. Will Tennessee finally get off the snide and get them a win? We'll see how this goes this weekend. Bears and Vikings. Minnesota sitting at home, coming off that loss against Baltimore, hosting the Bears, who had a dramatic comeback win against the Giants, who lost Scataboo a couple weeks ago and also lost Jackson Dart during that game to a concussion. Are the Bears that good, or are the Giants just now that bad? And how good or how bad is Minnesota? Minnesota's favored by 3.5. Total sits at 48.5. They are sitting at home, so that's an interesting game and also a divisional game for these two. 6-3 Bears, and the Vikings are sitting there at 4-5. Vikings probably need to have this win if they have any shot of making the playoffs this year. The Giants and Packers. Packers fresh off a Monday night loss. They are a 7.5-point favorite against the New York Giants. This weekend, the Packers are sitting at 5-3. Giants are 2-8. And we'll see whether or not Jackson Dart clears concussion protocol. If not, we'll see Russell Wilson this weekend. And I don't know that that's an upgrade. So interesting game in this one as the Packers are 7.5. Total sits at 44.5. Steelers. 6.5-point favorites against the Bengals. And we know what happened last time. Cincinnati blew their doors off. I want to say first game, maybe second game back for Joe Flacco, and he absolutely just destroyed Pittsburgh the last time they played. Pittsburgh really needs this game this weekend if they want to stay atop that division, especially after coming off the loss this past weekend on Sunday night. Bengals are sitting at 3-6. Pittsburgh sitting at 5-4. They got to continue to win if they want to win that AFC North. Jacksonville at home hosting the Chargers, who are fresh off the win against Pittsburgh. Chargers minus 2.5. Total sits at 43.5. Jaguars are 5-4. Chargers are 7-3. The Chargers kind of control their own destiny as long as they can continue to win and possibly win that AFC West if they do so. Seattle and the Rams go at it this weekend. Rams are hosting. Seattle 7-2. The Rams are 7-2. Rams are 2.5-point favorites. Total sits at 48.5. Last weekend, both of these teams showed out. Matt Stafford played lights out. Sam Darnold played lights out. Both of them got blowout wins this past weekend. So they hook up this weekend. We'll see how this game shakes out. This will be probably the game that determines which one of these teams might win that NFC West moving forward. San Francisco 6-4 on the road to Arizona. San Francisco's minus 2.5. Total sits at 49.5. Cardinals are 3-6. The Cardinals could play the spoiler if they could absolutely pull out a couple of these wins in the NFC West and just shake up who wins it. They're not going to win it. They could just shake up how the order falls if they could pull off an upset or two. And they normally do that from time to time. They'll play a team you just feel like they're going to get blown out. Not this past week, because they did get blown out. But the Cardinals will sometimes pull an upset against a team they should not beat. And it seems to play a part in how these teams end up sitting in the division. So keep an eye on the Cardinals the rest of the way out. The Ravens on the road against Cleveland. And Cleveland is, once again, shit show Cleveland. I'm telling you, man, that is a train wreck, dumpster fire, whatever you want to call it. Ravens sitting at 4-5. Cleveland sitting at 2-7. Baltimore's an 8.5-point favorite. Total sits at 40.5. This is an interesting game because this also could help or hurt Pittsburgh depending on how the Ravens end up. So if Cleveland could pull this upset, that would really go a long way for the Pittsburgh Steelers since they've got Cincinnati coming up this weekend. The Chiefs sitting at 5-4. The Broncos at 8-2. Broncos at home this weekend. Kansas City's -3.5 against the Broncos at Denver. Total sits at 44.5. And this is another interesting game because Denver sitting at 8-2. The Chargers are 7-3. This game right here, if Kansas City pulls the upset, Kansas City's favored. Kansas City wins this game and beats Denver. That has Denver and the Chargers tied as long as the Chargers can win at Jacksonville. So that's going to make this division pretty close as we go down the stretch this last half of the season. Detroit and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was not impressed with Philadelphia. I know they got the win 10-7 over Green Bay. They're now 7-2. The Lions are 6-3. But I'm still not impressed with Philadelphia. They're not finding a way to get in the end zone. And I do believe Green Bay's got a pretty good defense. However, there's something off with Philadelphia this year. And it hasn't changed. They do continue to find a way to win games. But I'm just not impressed. They're not an impressive offense. Now, their defense is lights out. However, they are playing Detroit this weekend. Philly's favored by 1.5. Total sitting at 48.5. Guys, I've got a lean right now toward the Lions in this game. We'll see how the week shakes out as we get more information before we make a definite play. But I am leaning Lions in this game as we get into Sunday night when they travel to play Philadelphia. Monday night, we got a good one Monday night, guys. In my sarcastic tone, the Dallas Cowboys, who are 3-5, and the Vegas Raiders, who are 2-7, hook up on Monday Night Football. Man, I wish they could flex this game. Dallas is -3.5. Total sits at 50. The one thing we could see is Geno throw a couple pick sixes. This game could be entertaining just because Dallas could score in the 50s in this game because we know they can put up points. And against the Raiders defense, I believe they could put up a lot of points. And you never know, the Raiders might find the end zone a couple times as well. The total sitting at 50. I would definitely lean over as of right now in this game. I just don't think either team can stop each other. Dallas's defense is very, very poor. This might be a week where the Vegas Raiders can actually find a way to get in the end zone 3 or 4 times and may even have a chance to win the game late. But who knows? Like I said, I'm leaning over in this game. It's going to be an interesting game. I hate that we got a Monday night game with a couple teams that have won a combined 5 games all season. But that'll be interesting. You know, we'll see what happens. It might be fun to watch them score a bunch of points. But guys, there's our NFL slate coming up for this week. We got a few plays we are looking at in the NFL. Guys, we'll dive into a lot of college football here in just a second. We're going to take a quick break. Before we do, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Check us out over there. All of our college plays, NFL plays, that Madman Dog of the Week. make sure you get over there and check us out at madmanclub.com. Follow us on all of our social media. We are over on TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook. Get over to YouTube. Guys, our whole video is over on YouTube. All of our short reels are over on YouTube. And also get over to the podcast platform. Give us a 5-star review on our podcast. Guys, make sure you also share those videos with your friends. We're going to take this madman train down to the station and cash some tickets. So guys, jump aboard. We appreciate everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back in, guys, as we get ready for college football this weekend. Later on, we're going to have our plays. We're going to talk about a couple of these games that we really like this weekend. Week number 12 in college football. And guys, it has flown by. And you guys know me, I'm a football fanatic. When football's over, I kind of go into hibernation. So, again, you know, we thought about maybe diving into some basketball after football's over with. But more times than not, when football season is over, we take a break and then we come back and kick off football season the following season. So I am not looking forward to the end of football season, but we are in week 12. We got a great schedule this weekend, ton of good football and games that can make a difference as to who will be ranked, who will be in position to win their conference. A ton of things could shake up this weekend, starting with Georgia playing Texas this week. Texas has been quietly winning games. Not a ton of conversation about Texas these last few weeks. Arch Manning's not playing lights out, but he's playing good enough to win football games. And Sark's got them on the right track. I believe they're sitting at 6-2. They play Georgia this weekend, and this game has got a ton of implications when it comes to playoff positioning. Also, SEC. Texas is 7-2. Georgia is 8-1. If Texas pulls off this game, these two teams would be tied at 8-2. And also sitting in position is Alabama and Oklahoma, who also go at it this weekend. Oklahoma and Alabama, this Texas game's at 7:30. The Alabama-Oklahoma game is at 3:30. Oklahoma is 7-2. Alabama is 8-1. If Oklahoma pulls this game out, four teams will be sitting there at 8-2 in Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Texas. So that could make things very interesting in this SEC as we get into the weekend and finish the game Saturday night. You could have four teams sitting in the SEC with a 8-2 record. Also this weekend, Texas A&M, who's 9-0, hosts South Carolina. If Texas A&M continues to win, there's your winner of the SEC, or should be. They'll have to win the SEC championship. But guys, they have been playing ball quietly, sitting at 9-0 on the season is Texas A&M. Mike Elko's done a hell of a job down at Texas A&M week in and week out after coming over from Duke and taking over for Jimbo Fisher. He has really got Texas A&M on the right path right now. Another game that might be interesting this weekend is the East Carolina-Memphis game. Memphis is also sitting at 8-1. They host East Carolina, and East Carolina could play spoiler in this AAC. South Florida 7-2, Navy 7-2. If I'm not mistaken, North Texas is 8-1. They play UAB. They are on the road. UAB is that team that people need to pay attention to because they love pulling these upsets. They've already done it once this year as a 21-point dog pulled an outright upset. East Carolina at home, sitting at 6-3, could play spoiler to Memphis, who's sitting at 8-2. So this AAC continues to get shook up as we move forward into the season, and that's your outside looking in to get into a playoff berth if they win that conference. And that could go any way you want. South Florida sitting there, North Texas sitting there, Memphis sitting there. So ton of football to be played. When we get down to the end of the season, Navy's still got a shot at winning that AAC as well. Cincinnati, Arizona, another big game this weekend as Cincinnati tries to find a way to win the Big 12. BYU, of course, sitting there at 8-1. We talked about East Carolina and Memphis. Marshall and Georgia State. Marshall coming off that loss last week, Coastal Carolina. Can Marshall rebound and find a way to win one? Florida State coming off a loss. They play Virginia Tech this weekend. Big favorite. They're 12.5-point favorite against Virginia Tech. I don't know if they can cover. I don't know if Florida State should be favored by 12.5 over anybody. However, we'll see how that goes. We will have a play on that game unless things change. Miami is a 14.5-point favorite against NC State. We've seen what NC State done a couple weeks ago, pulling the outright upset against Georgia Tech. This is another spot where Miami better watch out. NC State, they can sling the ball. They can find the end zone. If they keep this game close into the fourth quarter, they could absolutely find a way to win this game outright. So Miami needs to be careful. Duke, 7.5-point favorite against UVA, who's number 14 in the country. Duke is coming off a loss last week against UConn. So that's an interesting spot right there. We're watching that game. We got our eyes on a couple things. Notre Dame, 10.5-point favorite against Pitt this weekend. That's another interesting spot as Notre Dame sits at 7-2, seven wins in a row going into this weekend. They play Pitt, big favorite, and if Notre Dame continues to win and wins out, of course, you know, guys, they don't have to play in a championship game in a conference, which makes the path to the playoffs a little easier for Notre Dame, which is one of the reasons I don't like an independent having that opportunity. I think they should have to play in a conference championship and earn their way in. However, that's the way it sets up. That's the way it's played out. And Notre Dame continues to win. They will be in the college football playoff. We talked about Alabama. Alabama is a 7-point favorite against Oklahoma. We are looking at this game closely, and we do have a play. We got a lean on this game so far. We're going to make some decisions as we get through the next couple days and make our plays on this as we get forward in the end of the show. Delaware -7.5 against Sam Houston. Another interesting spot. Delaware coming over from FCS over to the FBS. They've played good. They've been some competition for some people. LSU, 6.5-point favorite against Arkansas. Arkansas, Petrino, man, dude, giving up big, big leads into the fourth quarter. I think back-to-back weeks had a fourth quarter lead of 2 touchdowns and gave the game away and lost both of those games. Interesting spot here. They're a dog against LSU. LSU's a 6.5-point favorite. I do have a lean on that game. As we move forward, we'll come up with a play. Michigan, 10.5-point favorite against Northwestern. That's an interesting spot also because Northwestern has played some pretty good ball as of late. I don't know that they can pull this upset, but you never know. We are looking at that game pretty closely. New Mexico, Colorado State, another game we're watching. BYU and TCU, this is a game that could also play a part in the Big 12 as BYU sits at 8-1. Cincinnati would love nothing more to see BYU go down so they could move up a notch in that Big 12. Arizona State, minus 10.5 against West Virginia. West Virginia off that win against Colorado last week. We'll see how this game shakes out. Washington State minus 4.5 against La Tech. Interesting spot here. We'll see what we decide on that game. Guys, there's some other games that we are taking a look at. We haven't made our mind up on some of them. But as we continue to move forward, we're going to put together, we hope, one of our best weeks of the season to make up for last week. So we're going to study hard. We're going to try to find those games that really will make a difference. We're going to study hard and find that dog of the week this week. And hopefully that game makes a difference. And looking over in the NFL, do the same thing. Guys, we want to take this madman train to the station and cash some tickets. We're going to try to win 20 units this weekend if we can. So, guys, climb aboard that madman train. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com, get registered. All of our college plays, NFL plays, that madman dog of the week every single week over at madmanclub.com. Check us out over on YouTube. Our full podcast video goes up on YouTube every week. We appreciate everybody over on YouTube watching. We appreciate everybody following us on all of our social media, all of our short reels also over on YouTube. All of our podcasts are on the podcast platform. Get over there, give us a 5-star review. Help us get this and grow this podcast week by week. But again, guys, I want to say thank you to everybody who jumps on board, everybody who tunes in and watches every week. We appreciate all of you guys. We appreciate everybody that gives us a follow. Make sure you share it with a friend. Let them know we're taking this madman train to the station, and we are going to continue to cash tickets. And hopefully at the end of this year, we are going to be on a positive side and make as many units as we can. Guys, that is a wrap for right now on the show. We will be back, and we will give out our plays. Again, thank you guys for listening. Hey guys, welcome back into the Madman Betting Podcast. Thank you guys for stopping by. We appreciate it. Before we get into some NFL this week, thank you guys so much for all the follows, all the likes, checking us out over on YouTube and all of our social media. Make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Right now, everything is no charge. Madmanclub.com, all of our college plays, NFL plays, and that Madman Dog of the Week every single week over at madmanclub.com. Guys, we're going to get started with some NFL this week. We apologize, my personal apologies for last week. We lost our Dog of the Week, lost a few in the NFL, ended up losing some units last week. However, as you all know, we are in a marathon, not a sprint. So at the end of the season, we hope to end up on a positive note. So far, we're plus 104 units, 50-some percent on the year, college and NFL, 8-3 on the dog of the week with one push. So not a bad year to start so far. We got to keep this train rolling, get it to the station, and cash some tickets. So jump aboard. Here we go. We're going to dive into some NFL real quick. Got a few plays we really like this week. Starting off with Minnesota versus the Bears. And guys, I am still not sold on Caleb Williams and the Bears. They have gotten extremely lucky all year long and continue to do so last week as Jackson Dart got hurt and they end up beating the Giants last week late on a late minute drive. So they're on the road this week. Minnesota is minus 2.5 this week against the Bears. Minnesota off that loss to Baltimore last week. I really believe that this is the week Minnesota gets back on track. Minnesota sitting at home, 4-5. The Bears are 6-3. Minnesota knows they've got to have this one, and I believe they will get this one. Sunday, NFL, 1 o'clock game. Take those Minnesota Vikings minus the 2.5. Against the Chicago Bears as they get off the snide and they get them a win and the Bears' luck runs out this weekend. madman play, take the Minnesota Vikings minus 2.5 on Sunday. Next up, another team that's been on the snide. They're back at home, Buffalo, minus 5.5 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know everybody's going to jump on Tampa Bay and bet Tampa Bay off the map, I'm sure. This week, Buffalo has looked awful of late, losing to the Miami Dolphins, and not just losing, getting blown out by the Miami Dolphins last week. Of course, Tampa Bay's off a loss as well to New England. New England's probably playing better ball in the AFC than anybody outside the Indianapolis Colts, which in New England may end up being your winner in the AFC East. Buffalo back at home, minus 5.5, total sitting at 48.5. 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Going to be a little chilly. Looks like it's going to be in the 40s. As you all know, Tampa Bay doesn't travel to the cold weather too well, or they haven't in past years. At home, Josh Allen finally puts back on that Superman cape. Take the Buffalo Bills against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. That is your madman play. Get that one locked in. Next up, and this is going to be a stinker, because I know no one is going to want to take the team I'm about to give you. Off a bye week, I believe they'll play a little bit better, and they're catching a touchdown. Houston has played well of late. Their defense continues to find a way to win. They're off a win against Jacksonville last week. Jacksonville made a heck of a run to try to make a comeback in that game. Ended up losing to Houston. Houston is 4-5. The Tennessee Titans are 1-8. Coming off a bye, can they right the ship and at least keep a game close? I think they can. 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Texans are favored by 7 on the road at Tennessee. Madman play, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Take those Tennessee Titans plus the 7 as they keep the game close all the way into the fourth quarter with a shot to maybe pull off the outright upset. Take those Tennessee Titans on Sunday afternoon. Next up, Monday Night Football, and what a game. against a couple teams that are not very good, in the Dallas Cowboys and the Vegas Raiders. The game is at Vegas. Vegas is 2-7. Cowboys are 3-5 with a tie. Total sitting at 50.5. Dallas is favored by 3.5. Guys, I don't think either defense can stop each other. I also don't know who to play in this game, because it might come down to whoever's got the ball last. I really believe, as bad as Vegas has looked on offense week after week, Geno turning the ball over week after week, I do believe the Raiders will find the end zone a few times in this game. I also think that Dallas will as well. Don't put it past Geno throwing a couple pick sixes. That could always happen also. So Monday Night Football, Dallas against the Vegas Raiders out in Vegas in the Dome. Madman play for Monday Night Football. Take the over 49.5 in that Dallas Cowboy Vegas Raider game. Look for them to light the scoreboard up Monday night. Next up, last play in the NFL. And guys, I don't know how in the world the Miami Dolphins could ever be favored by any against anybody. They're sitting at home. They're a minus 2.5. Total sitting at 47.5 against the Washington Commanders. The Commanders have been up and down here lately. This play, just on sure principle, I don't know why they're favored, which makes me want to take that side. Because we always want to be on the right side when we're making these plays. At home, this game is in Spain. 9:30 on Sunday, Miami playing the Washington Commanders. Off that blowout win against the Buffalo Bills, can they catapult that into 2 wins back-to-back? I think they can. Miami minus the 2.5. Madman play for Sunday, 9:30 a.m. take those Miami Dolphins minus the 2.5 against the Washington Commanders. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute. We're going to go into our college football plays. We got a few good ones, and the dog of the week is coming up shortly. So, guys, we'll be right back in just a couple minutes taking this break. And don't forget to get over to madmanclub.com today. Everything is no charge. Get registered. Madmanclub.com, all of our college plays, all of our NFL plays, and that Madman Dog of the Week. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hey guys, welcome back in Madman Club Betting Podcast, and it is time to dive into some college football. We have got a couple pretty good games this weekend. I think we're on the right side, so we're gonna push the envelope this week, try to get this Madman train back on the tracks, and let's get to the window and let's start cashing some of these tickets. First up, SEC, LSU, Arkansas. Arkansas's 2-7. I have watched them blow lead after lead the last few weeks. 14-point lead last time on the field. Blow a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter and end up losing. I don't know what's going on, but Petrino needs to get his stuff together down in Arkansas. LSU, minus 6.5. LSU sitting at home. Arkansas's got to travel down to Baton Rouge this weekend. Nussmeier, still, I just don't think LSU and Nussmeier's, their offense is just not good. Don't know if there's something wrong with him or what's going on, but their offense just does not find a way to get in the end zone. Green over for Arkansas, 2,400 yards, 19 TDs. Nussmeier's thrown for 1,912 TDs. But I still just don't think they're playing well. LSU, in my personal opinion, last week was the last hurrah to try to get their game together after firing Brian Kelly. I believe LSU has now officially made themselves done for the season. I just don't think they have anything else to play for other than maybe making a bowl game. But as you guys know, those bowl games now, unless you're a lower-lying program, those bowl games don't mean anything to LSU. They don't mean anything to anybody else in those larger programs, simply because if you don't make that college playoff and you go to a second-rate bowl, we've seen what's happened the last few years, and I've said it for years now. They did not make the bowl games attractive enough for these players. And everybody started sitting out. Everybody started, staying on the sidelines. The offense looked terrible. The games were not any good. They've gotten worse. And now that you got NIL and transfer portals, everybody getting ready for next year, finding out how much money they're going to make if they go on to somewhere else. So I would always say they're looking for a bowl game with a 5-4 record. However, it's LSU. And we know this is a losing season for them. Arkansas does still have something to play for. Petrino playing for that coaching gig down in Arkansas. And I know they're looking at a couple other coaches. But if he could pull this one off, this might be something big for Arkansas. Look for Arkansas in what would be their Super Bowl playing LSU, who's 5-4. Man, they would love to pull this upset. Saturday, 12:45, college football, Madman play. Take those Razorbacks of Arkansas. I'm back on that Arkansas train one more time. They've cost me a couple times, but I believe we're right this time. Petrino and Arkansas, take those Razorbacks plus the 6.5 against LSU Saturday afternoon at 12:45. Next up, Miami. NC State coming to town, catching 14.5. Total sits at 55.5. Beck, pretty good year, 2,200 yards, 15 TDs. Bailey for NC State, 2,400 yards, 19 TDs. NC State's off a bye. Last time out, they lit the scoreboard up. They scored some points of late. Miami, crystal ball just seems like they stub their toe more than anybody else when it comes to playing some of these bigger games. Miami, minus 14.5. NC State off this bye. They're sitting at 5-4. They are definitely playing for something. Miami 7-2 still has an outside shot to make the playoffs, and it is an outside shot depending on what happens this weekend with some of these other ACC games. However, I don't think they come in to blow this game open or to blow NC State out. I think they come in, try to get the win and get out of town. So, Madman play Saturday night, 7:30, down south in Miami. Take the NC State Wolfpack plus the 14.5. Madman play, take those NC State Wolfpack plus the 14.5, as I think they keep this game close in what could be a high-scoring game, and they come out of there with the cover. Next up, Delaware playing Sam Houston State. This line seems like it's going to start going up. Delaware minus 7.5. Sam Houston is 1-8. Delaware 5-4. This is one of those schools I do believe has something to play for, because bowl eligibility takes 6 wins. They are sitting at 5-4. And I think they're going to go down to Sam Houston and take care of business. This game is 7 o'clock on Saturday. Minicucci's thrown for 2,700 yards and 17 TDs for Delaware. And like I said, Delaware is playing for bowl eligibility. Sam Houston has absolutely nothing to play for. Look for this game to get out of hand early. Madman play Saturday night, 7 o'clock, college football. Take Delaware. The Blue Hens look for the blowout against Sam Houston late Saturday evening. Next up, New Mexico playing Colorado State. Lane for New Mexico is thrown for 1,900 yards and 12 TDs. New Mexico is sitting at 6-3. Colorado State, not much through the air, 900 yards, 7 TDs. I just think Colorado State is done for the season. I don't think you can look for anything great to come out of there. I think New Mexico goes down here and takes care of business. They're favored by 14.5. I look for that line to continue to grow. Look for New Mexico to roll into Colorado. I'm sorry, they're at home. Look for New Mexico to roll over Colorado State this week, minus the 14.5. I really believe they can blow this game wide open, and I think they will. Madman play, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Take those Lobos of New Mexico in a blowout win against Colorado State. Next up, Alabama minus 7 against Oklahoma. This is going to be a good one, and this plays a big part in the SEC. This game is at 3:30 on Saturday, and they've got a late game with Georgia, Texas at 7:30. Both of these games have a big part and play a big role in the SEC, what could be a large amount of ties and tiebreakers that you've got to go through to figure out the SEC championship game if things go a certain way. Alabama, minus 7 against Oklahoma. Ty Simpson, real good year, quietly sitting there with a chance to win the Heisman. 2,400 yards, 21 TDs. Mateer over at Oklahoma, 1,900 yards, 8 TDs. He's had a pretty good season. This game right here, in my personal opinion, comes down to defense, and I really believe that Oklahoma's defense is good enough to keep this game close into the fourth quarter. I really think they have a chance to pull the upset against Alabama. Alabama has been in a lot of brutal games, hard-hitting games, and against some highly ranked teams over these last few weeks. It takes a toll on the body. I think down the stretch you'll see that the more we move on. As you noticed, Alabama's not putting up a ton of points right now. So I believe this game right here is close enough where you jump on the side with Venables and the 7 points. Madman play, 3:30 on Saturday. Take the Sooners, take Oklahoma plus that 7 as they keep this game within a field goal Saturday, maybe even a chance to pull the outright upset. Madman play on Saturday, 3:30. Take those Oklahoma Sooners against Alabama, plus that 7 points, and look for them to cover. Next up, Texas A&M and South Carolina. Texas A&M is an 18.5-point favorite. The total sitting at 47.5. South Carolina has fired a couple people, moved some other dudes around. You've got an interim offensive coordinator right now. Reed for Texas A&M is thrown for 2,100 yards and 19 TDs. South Carolina's offense has struggled lately to find the end zone. However, I think they changed that this week. I think they open up the offense a little bit more. Texas A&M, they're always opening up the offense. Saturday, this game's at 12 o'clock. It is in South Carolina. Look for South Carolina to score a few touchdowns. I think this game goes way over the total. I think that both of these teams find the end zone early and often. Madman play, 12 o'clock on Saturday. Take the over 47.5 and look for Texas A&M and South Carolina to get up into the 60s. Duke and UVA hook up this week. ACC matchup. UVA is 8-2. This is one of those games I was talking about earlier when we look at the ACC with Miami's chance to still sneak in there and get into the playoffs. UVA is number 14 in the country. Morris has thrown for 2,100 yards, 12 TDs. Minsta, 2,800 yards, 24 TDs. Duke off a loss against UConn last week. Duke is back at home. UVA comes a-calling, 8-2. Duke is -6.5 in this game. Yeah, -6.5. Total sitting at 57. I do look for these teams to score some points. But guys, anytime I see a team favored as an unranked team over a team that is ranked, it always brings up those antennas. You start to do a little looking and paying close attention to those games. Saturday afternoon, some people may not like this. Saturday afternoon, 3:30, take those Blue Devils of Duke, because they are a football school. Take the Duke Blue Devils -6.5 against UVA as UVA falls to 8-3 in the ACC. Next up, East Carolina and Memphis. Another one that made me pay close attention. Memphis at 8-2, East Carolina 6-3. Hauser for East Carolina, 2,500 yards, 14 TDs. Lewis over Memphis, 2,200 yards, 12 TDs. Like I said, Memphis is 8-2. East Carolina is 6-3. This game's at 4 o'clock. East Carolina's -2.5. Total sits at 59.5. Memphis playing for a shot to win the AAC. And East Carolina wants to play spoiler. And I think they will this weekend. As they've been playing a lot better as of late, East Carolina against Memphis. Look for Hauser to light the scoreboard up. Memphis's defense is very suspect at times. Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, college football. Take East Carolina -2.5 as they win this game by at least a touchdown against Memphis. Lock this play in. East Carolina -2.5 against Memphis on Saturday afternoon. Guys, it is time, and you know what that means. Except this week, we got a little special for you. We want to make up for last week. I think we got a couple good ones. So this week, we're giving you our double dog of the week. We don't do this that often, but this week, we got a double dog of the week. We got both of them in college football. I really believe we got a couple good ones. First on the board, Georgia -6.5 against Texas. I'm sorry, Georgia's -7 against Texas. Texas at 7-2. Georgia sitting at 8-1. Stockton, 2,900 yards, 15 TDs. Manning, 2,100 yards, 18 TDs. Guys, this game right here goes a long way in the SEC to determine who is going to be sitting there playing for that SEC championship. Texas has looked real, real good of late. They're not scoring a ton of points, but their defense has been playing lights out. Look for Georgia to stub their toe this week. Georgia -7, first up dog of the week. Guys, lock this one in. Look for Arch Manning and the Texas Longhorns to possibly pull the outright upset against Georgia this week. Take those Texas Longhorns +7 against Georgia as one of our dog of the week plays this week in college football. And that game's at 7:30 on Saturday night. Next up, guys, Michigan, Northwestern. Michigan -13.5. Northwestern total sitting 41.5. Bryce Underwood, 1,700 yards. Looks like he's got 7 TDs. Stone for Northwestern, 1,500 yards, 11 TDs. This is Northwestern's Super Bowl, and I really believe they got an opportunity to keep this game super close. I don't look for Michigan to try to go in here and blow a team out. They want to continue to get a win and get out of town. So look for Northwestern to keep this game close. Number 2, Madman Club, dog of the week. Take Northwestern. Looks like they're going to keep this game close. I believe they keep it within a touchdown, at least 10 points. They're catching 13.5. Madman Club, number 2, dog of the week. Take Northwestern +13.5 this weekend against Michigan. And that game is at noon on Saturday. Guys, that finishes up for the day. Hopefully we have us a huge week this week. We got to get that train back down to the station, cash these tickets. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for stopping by and listening. Make sure you get over to YouTube. The entire podcast is on YouTube. Get over to the podcast platform. It's also over there. Give us a 5-star review. All of our reels, shorts are over at YouTube as well. Make sure you subscribe. That way you'll know every time we dump a podcast over at YouTube. Get over to all of our social media. Follow us on TikTok, Facebook, X, Instagram. Everything is on all the platforms. You can follow us just about everywhere, guys. Today, that is a wrap for this show. Guys, just remember, bet smart and bet like a madman.